popular child's magazine that's been around for several decades just made an announcement you're going to want to know about. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When it comes to teaching our kids, we want to be sure they're getting a biblical worldview. Stick around as we talk about how to address the culture that's bleeding into entertainment. And also, the Christmas season doesn't have to be crazy. How to do Christmas with a purpose. That's coming up. But first, remember the Highlights magazine? It's a children's periodical that recently decided to include same-sex families in their stories. The backlash from conservative groups has grown into an uproar. A lot of the action steps being called for tell people what you're protesting about, but not necessarily what you're supporting. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder observes.
As we look at this controversy that's taking place in our culture, we probably shouldn't be all that surprised because we know that apart from Christ, we choose things that aren't complementary to the Word. But Keys for Kids Ministries is focused on making sure that we do point people to Scripture every single day and that we stay true to God's Word and that we don't water it down so that kids know exactly what it is that we're trying to teach them.
He suggests that the Keys for Kids devotional might be a great alternative. They don't shy away from tough topics. They've covered human trafficking, divorce, bullying, and violence in schools, but it's always done with an eye cast towards Scripture. And here's why.
By the time they're 15 years old, they're going to have some kind of truth that they're going to rely upon. And wouldn't it be a lot better that they were looking for spiritual truth and they found it through a Keys for Kids devotional or maybe a coloring page that introduced them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ?
We've shared some of the links at the full story at missionnews.org. And then last Tuesday, Ohio lawmakers passed the Heartbeat Bill, which says it would be illegal for a doctor to perform an abortion after an unborn child's heartbeat is detectable. This is usually around 6 weeks into the pregnancy. It's a good sign for pro-life advocacy, but Tom Lothamer with Life Matters Worldwide says it'll take time to see if the law sticks.
Because it's very similar to laws passed in South Dakota and Arkansas previously, which were struck down by the courts, there are some in both sides of the aisle that don't believe that this will pass constitutional muster. In other words, it would be struck down by the courts.
As we talk about the sanctity of life, Lothamer says we need to lace our words with compassion and Christ's hope.
To be pro-life is to care for the life of the child, but also to care for the lives of men and women and families who are facing these struggles and these crises. And so we need to continue to offer services and help, and especially the local church, to reach out to men and women who are struggling with this, and then also to women and men who have gone through the experience of abortion, to let them know there's still hope. The gospel is really the final or the fact, the most important answer that we can provide for them.
And finally, why are memories of Christmas more magical than today's Christmas reality? Ask yourself this. Over the years, has your role in the holiday become more hectic than celebratory? If you can say yes, listen up. Pastor Greg Holder, a board member of Living Water International, is one of the founders of the Advent Conspiracy. A decade ago, he and four other pastors were troubled.
There was this growing sense of somewhere along the way, we were missing the opportunity to celebrate appropriately the birth of our King.
Once voiced aloud, the problem demanded a solution. They wondered,
what if we conspired together and said there was a way for us to celebrate Christmas differently and to do what Jesus asks us to do in the Gospels when it comes to serving the least of these.
And today, Advent Conspiracy, an intentional Christmas, is being practiced around the world. It's based on four tenets, the first and most foundational being worship fully.
It always starts with us coming back to the idea that we will worship the birth of our King fully. That is the context and the background for all that we do, not just at Christmas time, but for all that we do. Jesus was born, and that changes everything.
Tune in tomorrow to learn the rest of the story and what it has to do with Living Water International. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a Christmas gift catalog to help their national ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.